What's going on, everybody? Welcome to a special edition of the Down to the Wire podcast. Mason, we're back for another episode, man. How's it going?
It's great. Alabama just won the SEC championship. I'm on cloud nine. We're a basketball school now. I don't even know what football is anymore. So Nate Oates for president, maybe. I don't know. I really have so many thoughts in my head. I don't know where to start.
Can't stand that guy. Can't stand him. Listen, it's okay though, Mason, because you know what? For basketball, I am the biggest McNeese State fan that you'll ever find now. Go Cowboys. All right. They hired my boy, Will Wade. All right. General Wade for life. So let's go.
Look, as long as we keep Will Wade out of the SEC, I'm fine. You keep him at McNeese State, whatever. Keep him way over there and just keep him. What? Isn't that like an hour from Baton Rouge or something like that?
It's not very far at all. It's like just down the road, basically.
He can stay there. Just don't come back to LSU. We're good. Will Wade, know your role and stay at McNeese State.
Well, I guarantee you whenever he kills it, because he's going to, he'll get a bigger job. So,
okay, you know, look. If Chris Beard can get another job within like 2 months of being fired from Texas, then I'm sure he'll get another job at some point.
Hey, listen, who would have thought Ole Miss would be the team to do it? You know,
of course, Ole Miss.
Who would have thought? Freaking clowns. So obviously we're talking college basketball because Mason, it is what I think is the best sporting event of the year.
Oh, yeah.
It's finally upon us. March Madness, the men's NCAA tournament. Get the women's tournament crap out of here. Nobody gives a crap. I don't know if anybody saw, I don't know if I sent you the Twitter video of this or not, but there was like a video of like Vanderbilt and Tennessee girls basketball playing, I think, in their tournament or whatever. And it was like watching upward basketball. For those of you that don't know what upward basketball is, it's like non-competitive church basketball. And it's just awful. That's literally what it looked like. It was so bad. I'll have to say, if I didn't send it to you, I'll send it to you after we're done recording here so you can have a nice laugh. But yeah, the only tournament that matters, the men's tournament, is finally upon us, Mason. What do you think so far? I mean, we're about to go through our brackets for everybody. Everybody check the comments of this podcast. We will have a direct link to the Down to the Wire group for your tournament on ESPN. So go ahead and join and see if you guys can reign supreme over us or if we're just the smartest guys in the room and take it home this year. We'll find out. So we'd love your interaction there. Just join us there. Again, the link will be in the comment description of the episode, so go ahead and do that. But Mason, what are your kind of initial thoughts whenever the bracket came out? It feels like it's really up in the air. Does it feel that way to you?
Yeah, it's kind of felt that way the entire season. There hasn't been one singular dominant team that you can really kind of pinpoint. I mean, it even came down to the wire on who got the number one overall one seed, which Alabama ended up getting, but it was always either Kansas, it could have been Houston, it could have been Alabama. Like, it just, it was basically who ended up playing best in the championship game, and it ended up being Alabama. It just feels like it's really wide open right now. Like, there's a lot of really competitive teams right now in the field. And honestly, I'm so excited. That Thursday through Sunday, it's a blast. There's so much basketball on. It's never ending. There's games every like 20 minutes. It's a blast. This is, like you said, it's the best time of the year easily.
Yeah, and listen, Birmingham is a host site for first two rounds, and what do you know, Auburn and Alabama just so happened to be in those games, right? Courtney and I were trying to maybe look at getting tickets.
Oh,
they're like cheapest tickets for one of the sessions is $90 each.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to get both sessions, it's like $500 each.
And I'm sure that's no like minimum. Seats
it's like,
too.
Yeah, they are. So it's like, you want to get good seats, good luck, dude. So,
and look, you got a feel for Houston at this point too, because you're the number one overall seed in your bracket, and then you're coming in potentially, if you win your game and then Auburn wins your game, your second round matchup is against Auburn in Birmingham.
Basically a road game. Yeah, basically a road game.
That's a tough.
As the number one seed.
Yeah, it's a tough beat for Houston. I would be pretty pissed if I was them, but hey, gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah. So for anybody that has been living under a rock, the four number one overall seeds this year, Alabama, the number one overall seed, you got Houston, Kansas, and Purdue, I believe was the last number one overall seed. I know there was a lot of talk of after Texas winning Big 12 conference tournament that maybe they might sneak in there. Kansas might drop, but they all stayed. Texas is a two seed. So what we're going to do in this special podcast is, if you want to fill out your bracket as you're listening to this, you can get our takes on what our picks were. We're going to go region by region all the way till the final four, till we get picked to the finals there. So we're going to go from the South region down to the East. Then we'll do the Midwest, West, and then we'll do the West. So we'll try and keep that going on. So again, if you want to fill out your bracket and join our group as we're going through this, it might be helpful. You might be like, "Oh no, you guys are idiots! I'm picking the other team instead of what you did." You know what? Fair is fair. All right, there has been plenty of years, Mason, and we've done this together for a long time, where women in our friend group pick teams based on mascots or colors, and they ended up winning the whole thing. So you know what? It's just like, it's literally a toss up. You don't have to know anything about basketball, and everybody fills this thing out. It's crazy.
I'm glad you said that, because I got to give a plug. I got to give a shout out to my wife, Becca, because she's beaten me twice now. The first time she picked against every color orange, and she picked the Virginia one seed upset. She beat me that year. Oh yeah, tell me about it. It was the worst thing ever. Second year, she picked it based on mascots, and she beat me again. So I'm actually kind of out for revenge on her this year. So hopefully I could actually pull it off. I'm getting a little worried, but you know.
Yeah, I know Courtney's beaten me a couple years too, but I mean, it's just like crazy. Like, we'll do it with like our church group or something, and
yeah,
and people just like the most random people win. You know, it's just insane. So we'll go ahead and start, Mason. We're going to go game by game in the first round between both of us, who we picked. And then whenever we get into the further rounds, we'll just go, you know, what your matchups are, what my matchups are, and do the pick all the way to the finals. So we're going to start in the South. And again, there's only been one 16 seed that's won a game in this tournament. And I don't think it's going to happen this year, because nobody's going to pick it. So everybody just go ahead. I'm saving you time. Just put whoever the one seed is at least to the round of 32, okay? And if I'm wrong, dude, then we'll all be wrong together. It's fine. Yeah. But the first game in the South is Alabama against Texas of Corpus Christi or Southeast Missouri State. So Alabama, obviously, you and me both picking Alabama on that one. So let's go to the 8 and 9 matchup, which are always like super competitive games, super toss-ups. Okay, so in the 8-9 game in the South is Maryland and West Virginia. So Mason, what were your thoughts on that one, and what did you end up picking?
Yeah, it's going to be an entertaining 8-9 matchup for sure. But I ended up going with West Virginia, but basically because I'm really not a believer in the Big Ten as a whole. Purdue, they've been good this year, but they've kind of looked a little sloppy. And to me, it's really hard to trust the Big Ten in these tournaments. And so I try and avoid it. That's why I went with West Virginia.
Yeah, I think that's probably going to be a common theme for both of us, is not the biggest believer of the Big Ten. They had a really good team in Purdue, but they did kind of slide a little bit in that conference. I think so the Big Ten got the most teams in the tournament. They got 9. Next was the SEC and Big 12 at 8. And I think we would both probably agree that the Big 12 is the best basketball conference in America, right? I mean, that's a really good conference, really strong. The Big 10, I think, like, they're good. I just think they're all like very mid-level teams. Like, that's what they are. And then you have Purdue, right? So I also really like Bob Huggins. So probably every single matchup that I might end up having, or that there is, if there is a choice between Big 12 and Big 10, I'm probably going to go Big 12. So I also went West Virginia in my bracket there. Next one is one that a lot of people really like. It's a 12-5 matchup. It's San Diego State against Charleston. I think Charleston's won, what, like, they're like 31-3, I think, on the year. So that's a big Cinderella team that a lot of people like. What do you like, Mason?
I did go with the Cinderella. I picked Charleston. Charleston throws up a ton of threes. And honestly, that's a thing that I love and catch on to big time in the tournament. Shooting a lot of threes. They're up and down. They have good pace. I'm not a huge believer in San Diego State, but, you know, it was one of my double-digit seeds that I liked with Charleston. So I went ahead and picked that upset.
So this is where we're going to differ here. I really like Charleston. I just think they have a really bad draw as their matchup, because San Diego State is one of, if not the best defensive team in the country. So they're really solid. A team that plays just like Charleston was Utah State, and they bludgeon Utah State every single time they played them. So I'm going, this is one upset that I'm not picking. You'll see that I'll probably end up picking a lot more than Mason. But whenever we go through this, but this is one that everybody keeps calling it. There's always that game that everybody's like, hey, this is the upset. This is the upset. This is the upset. And this has been what it's been if you've been listening to a lot of mainstream guys. And I'm not buying it. I like San Diego State, so I'm going San Diego State on this one. Next one is a 13-4 matchup. The runners-up in the ACC tournament, Virginia, is taking on Furman. What do you think on that one?
So I've actually watched Furman play. I went to their game when they played Samford a couple weeks ago, and they've got a guy. He's an absolute bucket. He's a great scorer. But I don't think Furman as a team was going to be able to compete with Virginia. So I went with Virginia.
Yeah, the reason I went with Virginia, too, for the same reason why I went to San Diego State. Virginia has always been known for their defense. I don't think their defense is quite up to par. They don't really have the offensive weapons that they've had in the past on some of their really good teams. But I think it'll be enough to beat Furman. So I'm going with Virginia as well. Next one, Creighton was a top 10 team, I think, preseason or top 15, something like that, and had a little bit of struggle. I think maybe had some injuries, but they're in. And then NC State, a lot of people were thinking they were a bubble team at the 11th spot. So we got Creighton and NC State. What's your thoughts on that?
So I actually went with Creighton. I think they have they're very solid on both ends of the court. I don't think they're exceptional in one area, but they're a really solid team on both ends. So I went with Creighton.
Yeah, I went with Creighton too. They're a really solid team. Again, they did have kind of a spurt in the middle of the year, but that was because of injuries. So I think they're fully healthy now. And NC State, the last time they were out, got bludgeoned by Clemson in their tournament. So I think NC State's kind of crawling in. The ACC wasn't super strong this year, and I really like Creighton. I think they're just head and shoulders above NC State in this one. So next one is Baylor against UCSB. What are your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, I went with Baylor. Baylor is such a solid team. I don't see them getting upset in the first round, especially by a 13 seed.
Yeah, they have what you need in March Madness, which seems to be guard play, right? They have really three solid guards. They don't really have that superstar like they had with like Donovan Mitchell and those guys. I don't think they really have the dominant defensive player, but like you said, they're solid. They're in the Big 12, so you know they're battle-tested playing the likes of Kansas State, Texas, TCU. They play all these really good teams, end up being a three seed. So you know they're going to be ready come tournament time, and so I went with Baylor as well. Next one is Missouri and Utah State. I think this one might be at like a combined 200 points or something with how these teams like to play. Missouri and Utah State, I think it will be a fun game to watch. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I liked what I saw out of Missouri when they played Alabama in the semifinals of the SEC tournament. They are a really tough team. Kobe Brown is pretty good. So I went with Missouri.
Yeah, they're really fun. They force a lot of turnovers. And so I was also really impressed with them in the tournament. I've been kind of impressed with them all year. They've really been solid. I mean, they're a 7 seed, but they ended up getting the 4 seed in the SEC tournament. And Tennessee, you know, was the 5 seed in the SEC, but they're a 4 seed in the NCAA tournament, because that totally makes sense, right? I'm going to Missouri here over Utah State. And then the next one, Arizona and Princeton.
Arizona.
Zona. We're both going Zona there. It makes complete sense. So that's it for the South in the first round. So Mason, why don't you go ahead and go through your matchups. You'll just go all the way to the end. So go round of 32, your winners, go 16, go Elite Eight to whatever your final winner is of the South. So go through that.
All right. So I had Alabama, West Virginia. Believe it or not, I'm going to pull the homer card. I went with Alabama in that one. And then it ended up being Charleston and Virginia. And then I had Virginia winning that game against Charleston. Take it down another notch. I had Creighton versus Baylor, and actually have Creighton pulling the upset over Baylor. Like I said, there's just something weird about Creighton and how they're really solid on both ends of the court. They're just a solid team, weirdly. And I don't know, I just still, for some reason, don't trust Baylor completely in March. But like you said, they do have good things in. It's killing me already. So I went with Creighton, and then drop it down again. Missouri versus Arizona. I went with Arizona. I think Arizona's bigs are just going to be able to dominate all the way until, honestly, probably the Elite Eight. So take it over. My Sweet 16 in the South, Alabama versus Virginia. Went with Alabama. Creighton versus Arizona, went with Arizona again. And then the Elite Eight, Alabama versus Arizona. I think that would be an insane game. Like I said, Arizona has two really great big men. And honestly, they're going to be hard to compete with. But the way that Brandon Miller and Javon Quinterly have been playing, I really do think that Alabama is going to be able to pull out the game against Arizona. So I actually have Alabama winning the South and going to the Final Four.
Who would have thought you would have Alabama going to the Final Four?
I'm a known homer, and I'm just going to continue to pull the card. So, yeah.
Who would have thought? All right, so we're going over to mine. So this is what I have in my round of 32. I have Alabama playing against West Virginia. I am going to go with Alabama as much as it hurts me. And then next, I have San Diego State and Virginia, two defensive teams, and there might be a combined 80 points scored in that one. So that one would be a really low scoring game. I like, again, kind of like what I said earlier, I think one, the ACC is a little down, and two, you know, I don't think that Virginia really has the firepower needed to win against a super solid defensive team. So I'm going with San Diego State in that one. I'm like you in the Creighton-Baylor game. I'm going with Creighton, too. Like you said, that they're just really solid. They're a really, really good team. And so I think they're going to win that one against Baylor. And then I have Missouri and Arizona. And obviously, you got to go Arizona. They're just super, super solid. They're starting to play really well again. Again, they had a little spurt in the middle of their season, but have really kind of turned it on here towards the end. So that takes us to the Sweet 16. So that's Alabama and San Diego State, which I think will be a fascinating matchup, a super really good offensive team in Alabama against a super good, solid defensive team like San Diego State. That I think that would have flashbacks to how Bama played Texas A&M throughout the year. There were a couple of good games and then the blowout, obviously, in the SEC tournament. So I think it'd be a really good matchup. I do have Alabama ended up winning, going to the Elite Eight. And then Creighton, Arizona. Like you said, Arizona's just super solid with their big men, so I have them winning. And I have them beating Bama and going to the Final Four because I think their big guys are just going to be too much. And I think
you're
they're
just
gonna,
a hater.
They're going to top Bama. Listen, you know what? I might be a hater. That's fine, but I will not believe it. So I'm going Zona. Zona to the Final Four from the South.
Fair enough.
Let's go ahead and go to the East, Mason. Going to the East. And so the number one overall seed that you just go ahead and pencil in is Purdue. They're playing against, again, two random teams that have a play-in. So they're going to win, obviously. So let's go Memphis-FAU. I think this one was pretty interesting. Memphis ended up winning their conference tournament and beating Houston, which I think has surprised a lot of people. They're pretty solid. I think they cause like a lot of turnovers and like to run. I ended up picking Memphis in this one. What was your pick?
I actually went with FAU. I really have no reasoning behind it other than the fact that they're 31-3. They have to be 31-3 for a reason. Now, do I know the reason why? Not really. They haven't even played a top 25 team this year. So it just kind of felt like a gut pick. So I went with FAU.
Okay. Next, we have Duke and Oral Roberts. This is one that I was kind of thinking about doing an upset for, but I'm like, you know what? Duke is playing a really good ball right now. And I heard something that as long as they've had like their original starting five, they've only lost one game together. So they're fully healthy and they seem to be on a roll. They just won the Duke Invitational basically again in the ACC tournament. So they play Oral Roberts. I'm going Duke. What do you think?
So I actually went with Duke as well, but I was super bummed out about this matchup, to be honest with you, because Oral Roberts is, they were one of my favorite lower seeds coming into the tournament because they had a great run last year. They're returning Max Amos. I don't really know how to say his last name, but he's probably one of the best scorers in the nation. And they also have a 7'5" guy that transferred from Arkansas. So they have a really good team, but Duke is just playing out of their mind right now. They just have turned it on at the end of the season. Roach, their point guard, is finally healthy, and I mean they're playing great right now, so I don't see them losing.
Yeah, for sure. They're just playing really solid ball. So next we have Tennessee and Louisiana Lafayette. Tennessee lost their point guard, Zakai Ziegler, and they have been in a downturn since. They have been really struggling towards the end of the season. And there's somehow a four seed, whatever. I mean, I think they're overseeded, but that's just me. And because of that, I have them losing in an upset to Louisiana Lafayette. I just don't think they have the firepower to be able to score. I was like, whenever I basically already predetermined, no matter what Tennessee's matchup is, I'm not picking them. And so, you know, that's what it is. I don't believe in Tennessee. I think they're frauds. So I'm going Louisiana.
Yeah. I mean, look, I completely understand that. My thought process with it is Tennessee, their defense is still going to be really intense. Like it kind of has all season. So I think they'll be able to squeak by Louisiana. Now, I don't think they're going to make it much further than that, but I do think they'll be able to beat Louisiana. So I did go with Tennessee.
Next one is Kentucky and Providence. I think Providence has a player that transferred from Kentucky, so a little bit of newsworthy stuff there. But I think Providence has really had a skid towards the end of the year. Kentucky has been like very hot and cold all year long, and so you don't really know what you're going to get from them, I don't think. But I'm going to go with the Wildcats here. I'm going Kentucky.
Yeah, that's what I went with also. I think Kentucky kind of has to redeem themselves from last year, losing in the first round as a two seed. So I'm hoping St.
Peter's
that they kinda,
isn't coming through the doors this year.
So they might be scared. They kind of take it personal. So I went with Kentucky.
Okay. Next one is Kansas State and Montana State. Kansas State, again, Big 12 team. I mean, it's a pretty obvious choice. Going Kansas State, that's all I got, though.
Yep, Kansas State. Keontae Johnson, transfer from Florida. He's been playing really well. So I went with Kansas State.
Yep, Michigan State and USC. This is one of the few Big Ten teams that actually picked a win in Michigan State, and it was because it was USC. That's the only reason. So I'm going Michigan State.
That's exactly what I went with, and honestly, I gave them a bump because of Tom Izzo. He's probably one of the better coaches in the tournament right now, so I had to give him the advantage with that.
Sure, yeah. And then in that final spot, the 2 versus 15, it's Marquette and Vermont. Got to go Marquette, baby. They're super solid with Shaka Smart. Going Marquette.
Yep, I went with Marquette also.
All right, so pretty similar. I think only one difference there, so I'll go ahead and go through the rest of the East for me. So on mine, I had Purdue and Memphis in my round of 32. I'm going Purdue with that one. And then I had Duke against Louisiana Lafayette. Duke is just playing super solid ball. I have them winning that one, obviously. Next one is Kentucky and Kansas State. Again, Kentucky has just been so hot and cold all year. And Kansas State, again, battle-tested, playing in the Big 12. They're a really solid team. I'm going Kansas State there. And then Michigan State, Marquette, you're playing in the Big Ten. I'm not picking you. And Marquette is a really, really good good basketball team. So I'm going Marquette. So after that, we're in the Sweet 16. So I got Duke and Purdue. And guys, you should already know what it is. I just said it. Big Ten, I'm not picking you. I'm going with Duke. They're playing really, really solid basketball right now. So I'm going Duke with the upset there. Sorry, Purdue fans. You have broken my heart way too many times for me to pick you very long. So that's it for you. I'm done with you. And then Marquette and Kansas State. I'm actually going to go Marquette here. I think Marquette will beat Kansas State. And then for the chance to go to the Final Four, I'm actually picking Marquette over Duke. And so Duke's run finally ends. Marquette to the Final Four in the East.
Yeah. Look, I don't really have much to add to that because we pretty much are chalk on the same thing with that. I had Purdue, FAU. I obviously went with Purdue on that one. I had Duke versus Tennessee, but I went with Duke to win the game. Then Kentucky, Kansas State, we had that the same. I picked Kansas State as well. Marquette versus Michigan State, I also had Marquette. You taking it to the Sweet 16, Purdue versus Duke. I went with Duke also. The thing is, I just really don't trust Purdue completely right now. I mean, Zach Edey is a boss in the paint right now, and he's going to be really hard to defend. But Kyle Filipowski right now for Duke has been playing insane. And so I kind of give Duke the advantage more because I don't necessarily trust Purdue to make it much further than the Sweet 16. But, you know, I could probably eat my words because Purdue just likes to do that to me all the time in my brackets. But, yeah, so I am going with Duke in that one. And then I had Kansas State versus Marquette. Also, I went with Marquette. And then For the Elite Eight, it was also Duke versus Marquette, and I shockingly went with Marquette also. So we were pretty chalk on that one.
Pretty chalk. Look at that, man. We might not be as chalk on this next one, though. So we're going to go to the Midwest. And Mason, I'll let you go first. So we got Houston, Northern Kentucky. Obviously, it's going to be Houston. So let's move on. Iowa and Auburn. This feels like kind of a weird one here. What's your thoughts on this?
So I went with Auburn on this one. I don't necessarily think that Auburn's the better team. I just kind of gave them the hometown bump since they are playing in Birmingham. So, yeah, I went with Auburn.
Yeah, I'm going with Auburn, too, kind of for that same reason. And, like, I mean, it's Bruce Pearl. He's a great coach. They're due for at least one win. And the home court will definitely help them there, basically, in Birmingham. So I'm going with Auburn as well. Next, we got Miami and Drake. What are your thoughts on Miami-Drake?
Oh, this is a hard one. I'm hearing a lot of Drake buzz for some reason. I still went with Miami. Coming off the ACC tournament run that they were on, I'm starting to question myself the more I look at it, but I'm still going to stick with Miami.
Going with Miami. Okay. So I'll give you two reasons. I'm picking Drake in this one. I'll give you two reasons for that. One, Drake has a NBA player, a big scorer on their team that I think is going to be great and is going to show out. It's going to be one of those, oh my gosh, you got to watch this guy kind of moments when there's always one of those guys in the tournament you got to watch.
Yeah, always.
Famous last year from Oral Roberts, and this year I think it's going to be this kid. And then the other reason why I'm going against Miami is because they did have an injury to their all-SEC player, I think third team, in the tournament. He turned an ankle, didn't play in their last game, and he's a big defensive guy, and from looking at his stats, he usually is a double-digit scorer. So I think that'll hurt him. So I'm going with Drake with that one. That was probably one of the few that you're actually going to get a deep dive into injury reports in this whole thing. But I had heard it before, so I'm sticking with it. I'm going with Drake. All right, next one is Indiana and Kent State.
So Kent State is another one that I've heard that is kind of a hot pick for an upset. I don't necessarily see it. I know Indiana's got a really good big man. They had a really good performance against Purdue earlier in the season. So I did go with Indiana.
Mason, Big Ten. No, sir. Not going Big Ten at all. Not a believer here. So I'm going with the upset. Kent State winning here. All right. So in the second round, just for everybody knowing, I have a 12-13 matchup in the round of 32, okay, in the Midwest. So let's move on. We have Iowa State playing against the winner of the play-in game, which is Mississippi State and Pitt. Here's one thing I don't really like about the brackets with this is that they don't let you pick the play-in game. Yeah. Why can't we pick the play-in game? It makes sense, but it is what it is. So to me, no matter what, I like Iowa State.
Yeah, okay, so right now, we are recording Monday night, so obviously Mississippi State and Pitt have not played yet. So to me, I think if Mississippi State wins, I'm going to be picking Mississippi State for the upset over Iowa State. But if Pitt wins, I'm not picking Pitt. I would stick with Iowa State. So there's your fun fact of the day.
there's your fun know. Fact. Mason has a built-in excuse for him now. He's got exactly. Wait and see. All right, next we got Xavier and Kennesaw State. What do you think about this one?
I went with Xavier. Like I said, they're always a really solid team. They kind of always build themselves in that we build around power forward mold. And I like what they've been doing this year. So I'm going with Xavier.
Yeah, I'm too. They score a lot of points and that's always fun. So I'm going Xavier as well. Next is Texas A&M and Penn State, two teams that finished the season really hot. So I think this will be a really good game. Both teams were losers in their conference tournament. So what do you think about Texas A&M Penn State?
First off, Texas A&M got robbed with their seeding. Them being a 7 seed is kind of garbage.
Ridiculous.
How do you come in second? Yeah, exactly. I mean, regular season, you're second in the SEC. In the tournament, you're second in the SEC, and you get a dang 7 seed. It doesn't
make any sense. Tennessee is a 4, dude. What is it?
Even Kentucky is a 6 seed. What are we doing? Come on. That's one of the ones that the NCAA got wrong. I don't care what anybody else says. So I did go with Texas A&M.
because they got it wrong and got screwed over, Mason, this is one of the few, again, one of the few Big Ten teams that I'm actually going to pick. I'm actually going Penn State on this one.
No way.
I think Texas A&M is going to run out of gas here. So I'm going Penn State. Next is Texas and Colgate. We got the toothpaste coming up. Texas and Colgate. What do you think?
I think the toothpaste jar is going to run out. Give me Texas.
Yep, going with the Longhorns as well. So, Mason, go ahead and go through the rest of your bracket on the Midwest.
All right, so starting round of 32, I have Houston versus Auburn. I went with Houston. Side note, I feel for Houston. The fact that you are the number one seed in the Midwest right now and you're having to potentially play Auburn in Birmingham as your second round game, that's pretty rough. I feel bad for Houston. I think they're getting screwed in that one, but I still think they got enough firepower to beat Auburn no matter what. So I went with Houston. So next I have Miami versus Indiana. I really feel terrible about that for some reason. So I went with Miami over Indiana strictly on the basis that I think Indiana has a better chance of getting upset in the first round than Miami does. So I didn't want to be stuck in a bind and having Indiana get upset
the
first round and losing
game
them.
Here. Okay.
I'm trying to play the long game. So I went with Miami. Then I have Iowa, Xavier. No matter who comes out of that game, even if it's Mississippi State or whatever, I'm going with Xavier regardless. And then I have Texas A&M versus Texas. That's a fun game. That's an old rivalry right there. I'm going with Texas in that one. And then I have, for my Sweet 16, I have Houston versus Miami. Give me Houston. Xavier versus Texas. Give me Texas. Texas is balling out right now. And then, shockingly, so Houston versus Texas is my Elite Eight. I'm actually going with Houston over Texas. The thing that scares me, though, is Marcus Sasser, Houston's best player, tweaked his groin in their semifinal game. If he's out and not playing, they could very easily get upset in the first or second round. But if he's playing, they're very easily either the best or the second best team in the tournament, and it's not even a question. So I'm a little scared about that. So I'm just going to kind of try and trust it and go with my gut and go with Houston making it to the Final Four.
So that's a risky move there, Mason. We'll see if it works
out.
See if it works out for you. So here's the rest of my bracket in the Midwest. I have Houston and Auburn. Again, I'm right there with you. It's absolutely ridiculous that the 9 seed gets the home court basically advantage here in this bracket. Absolutely ridiculous NCAA. Ship Auburn somewhere else. Don't let them play in Birmingham. That's stupid. Yeah. They didn't deserve it. So I got Houston winning that one, though, against all odds. And then in my round of 32 game, Drake and Kent State, guys. It's the Cinderella game, right? I'm going with Drake. They're going to make it to the Sweet 16, bust a lot of brackets, bust your bracket worse since you picked Miami. Would not look good for you, sir. Next, I have Iowa State against Xavier, and I'm going with Xavier. And then in mine, I have Penn State and Texas, and I am going Texas in that one. In my Sweet 16, I have Houston and Drake, and this is where the Cinderella story comes to an end. I got Houston winning that one. And then in the other spot, I have Xavier and Texas, and I'm going Texas. So we have the same Elite Eight. A little different way to get there, but we have the same one. And I'm actually going with Texas in this one. I think that they can play the style of ball that Houston can. And I just think they're a better team, more battle-tested. They paid way more and better talented teams than Houston has, and I think that's going to play in their advantage. So I'm going with Texas making it to the Final Four. So we Gross. Have the last bracket here. Last bracket, Mason. Home stretch here, going to the West. Kansas and Howard. Obviously, Kansas is going to win that one. Next one is, I think, again, one of the best games in the opening weekend. Arkansas and Illinois. You never really know what you're going to get out of either one of them. But, hey, it's Big Ten going Arkansas. That's my pick. What's yours?
Yep, I'm going with Arkansas also. Arkansas has so much hype coming into the season. I got to think they at least get one win in the tournament out of it. Nick Smith, he was highly recruited. Hopefully he pulls a game out of his butt. That would be nice if Arkansas could show up at least one time. So yeah, I went with Arkansas.
Okay, next one we got St. Mary's and VCU. What is up with this VCU program, man? It doesn't matter what coach is there. They're always really good. So St. Mary's and VCU. I'm actually going VCU with the upset, going with the 12 seed here.
Yeah, interesting. I'm actually going with St. Mary's. St. Mary's defense is locked down. They played a couple good teams pretty well during the season. They actually ended up beating Gonzaga early. So, yeah, I'm going with St. Mary's.
Right. Next one is another upset that I have. UConn playing against Iona. It's Rick Pitino, guys. All right. Don't forget, it's Rick Pitino and his magic with his defense and offense. I'm going Iona with another upset with over UConn.
So there's a rumor out there that Rick Pitino's potentially getting another job. I actually don't remember who it was right now off the top of my head.
Going to St. John's, I think.
St. John's, that's what it was. Okay. So yeah, so to me, he's going to be a little distracted. Maybe he's going to forget his game plan against UConn, so I'm going with UConn.
All right, next is TCU playing against another play-in opponent, Arizona State or Nevada. Again, why can't we pick these games? It doesn't make any sense. But I, no matter what, I'm going TCU.
Yep, me too. I'm TCU.
The spurtability is insane.
Yep.
Next, we have Gonzaga as a 3 seed. That seems really weird. Seeing them as a 3 seed, because they've been a 1 seed for like the past like 25 years or something. Yeah, yeah. So Gonzaga against Grand Canyon, I'm going with the Zags.
Yep, give me Gonzaga.
Northwestern against Boise State. I don't know nothing about these, but I guess I'll go with the higher seeded team. I'm going Northwestern, unfortunately.
So I'm adopting your philosophy. Don't trust the Big Ten. Sticking with that.
Finally, so Boise State. Okay, all right. And then last is UCLA and UNC Asheville. Going with the baby blues with UCLA there. So I'll go ahead. Yeah, so go ahead and go through the rest of my bracket. So I have Kansas and Arkansas next. I think this is a big trap game, but I'm going with Kansas. This is one of those, hey, if Bill Self isn't back coaching, I can easily see Arkansas winning this game. So keep an eye out on that. And we'll kind of get back and probably talk about it a little bit more once we finish the full bracket here. We'll do another recap. But I'm going with Kansas there. And then, guys, I have another 12-13 matchup in the tournament, and it's VCU against Iona. But I'm going to go VCU on this one there. So upset galore over here. VCU in that one. And then I have another upset, TCU against Gonzaga. I'm not the biggest Zag fan this year. I'm going with TCU with their spurt ability, finally sending Drew Timmy to retirement. My God, that guy's like 45 years old. And then Northwestern, UCLA, got to go with UCLA, obviously. Next, going to the Sweet 16, Kansas VCU, going with Kansas. Another Cinderella story ends in the Sweet 16. And then TCU, UCLA. I like UCLA a lot this year, so I'm going with UCLA to win that one. So I got Kansas and UCLA for the fight for the Final Four. And I'm going with Kansas.
Okay. Okay. I like it. So starting off with my round of 32, I have Kansas versus Arkansas. I agree with everything that you said. That is definitely a trap game for Kansas. But I'm still going with Kansas to win the game over Arkansas. So I have next, I have St. Mary's versus UConn. I'm actually going to go with UConn in that game. I don't have much to back that up. I'm just going to go with UConn. And then I have TCU versus Gonzaga. I'm sticking with the Zags, actually, with my guy Drew Timmy. Hopefully the mustache will kind of pull another one out. Then I have Boise State, UCLA, and I went with UCLA with that one. Sweet 16, Kansas versus UConn. I went with Kansas. Gonzaga versus UCLA. This is a really tough game for me. The thing that scares me is UCLA losing their guard with a torn Achilles for the rest of the season. That's just a tough beat, man. UCLA was on a tear and they really had a legit chance to win. And Gonzaga has been playing so well. But I just think that UCLA's depth is going to kind of pull through. So I went with UCLA in that one also. So Elite Eight, I have Kansas versus UCLA. And I actually went with Kansas to beat UCLA.
All right, so let's go ahead and say our final fours real quick, Mason, just to remind the people of where we're at. So what's your final four?
I currently have Alabama, Marquette, Houston, and Kansas as my final four.
Yeah, so mine were just only two off. So I have Arizona, Marquette, Texas, and Kansas. So who do you have in the finals and who's winning it?
So I don't know if you remember earlier when I said I am a gigantic homer. So in my final four, I have Alabama beating Marquette. I just think Brandon Miller is going to go on a tear and kind of carry the tide. And then I have Houston beating Kansas. And again, that is either going to save me or kill me with Houston. If Sasser's playing, I really do think they're one of the top two teams in the tournament. If he's not, they probably won't be in the final four. But I do have Houston beating Kansas. I'm going to try and trust that he's actually playing. Then I have a rematch of Alabama-Houston earlier in the season, and I'm going to take Alabama to win it again.
Of course you are. Why wouldn't you be? Listen, you're really on edge here on your final four on the right side of the bracket with, you know, Sasser being out and yeah. maybe being out. Boy, that could really kill you here if everything goes south here.
Okay, look, Mr. 12-13.
Listen, mine's fun. Okay, my bracket is fun, unlike somebody's. Okay, all right. Listen, so here's what I got. I got again. I have Marquette playing Arizona. I'm actually going with Marquette to win to make it to the finals.
Uh oh.
And then on the other side, I have a rematch of the Big 12 championship game, Kansas against Texas, and I have Texas winning that one. And Marquette cutting down the nets to beat Texas for the championship. Pretty random. Whenever I got done at the end, I was like, oh, wow. Marquette, huh?
Yeah.
Well, look, I guess I'm going with it.
If it makes you feel any better, you're probably one of the only like five people in the world that's going to pick Marquette to win the championship.
Probably so. But hey, if I'm right. If it happens,
you're going to be set up pretty well.
If I'm right, then I'm talking smack all year. All year long, Mason. So let's go ahead and just do a quick finish up. So obviously we went through our bracket, Mason, had some upsets, had some picks. Just give me one or two games that you're really feeling uneasy about on your picks and maybe kind of a sleeper.
So I'm really, if you couldn't tell, the Miami and the Indiana, those two games are really throwing me off because both of those two are on upset watch for sure. So I'll say both of those are really killing me, and I picked Charleston over San Diego State. So I'm kind of uneasy about that. I never really feel good about picking the upsets like that because I feel like I always get them wrong. But I do like Charleston as a team. So hopefully they can pull something out against San Diego State. Unfortunately this year, I really don't have very many, lower seeds going far in the tournament. I mean, I have Creighton going to the Sweet 16, I think it is. Yeah, Sweet 16. And that one kind of worries me, but they are ranked very high in the KenPom rankings. So I kind of went by that. And that's what I was saying earlier. They're just really solid on both ends of the floor. So that can potentially carry them. So I wanted to kind of give them a bump for that. And honestly, like the other thing is just like I was saying earlier, like It's kind of hard and scary to trust injuries with Marcus Sasser and the stuff with Bill Self too. Like, it's just really hard to kind of ease my nerves on that until like it starts happening in the middle of the tournament. But if Sasser's playing, Houston's one of the best teams in the tournament. If Bill Self is there, Kansas is one of the best teams in the tournament. And so I kind of just have to hope for the best and not the worst.
Yeah, for sure. A couple of teams that I would have on big upset alert would be Kansas going, if they end up playing Arkansas, I think they should be on big time upset alert because Arkansas is one of those teams is they definitely underperformed expectations this year. Part of that is because of their guard that was hurt like half the year he missed, but he's finally back. It took him a little bit of time probably to get used to it. But if they play and they're at full strength, I think that's a big upset to watch. So I would be uneasy there. Another one is Purdue. If they play Memphis, they had a lot big hard time against Penn State's trap at the end of the game with their freshman guards. So if they play a team that plays like Memphis, I'd watch out for that one too, man. I'd be real uneasy about that. Because, I mean, yeah, Zach Edey, great player, but if you can't get down the floor, it doesn't matter, you know? So I'd be real uneasy about that. And then again, I was the one that picked a lot of upsets more than you did. Only what, like, there are one of them that I'm really unsure about is the Indiana Kent State one. I'm probably the most uneasy about that one out of all of them. So I'd be careful about that. And again, kind of like what you said, man, like the whole situation with Sasser, Houston, and with Bill Self in Kansas. If Bill Self can't coach the whole tournament, they're not making it to the Final Four. So
yeah, for sure. No, I mean, this is why you love March, though, because there's always a scenario like this where some of the good teams are going to potentially, they have their problems and they have their flaws, and you just kind of got to live with it. But this is why March is awesome, because you know at least one or two of these big teams that have some very glaring problems, like you were saying with Purdue, they're going to get upset early. And we're all going to be depressed when it happens, but we're also going to be excited when it happens, because it's always fun watching a big team go down early. But, you know, it is what it is, but that's why March is awesome.
Looking forward to it, Mason. Ready to drink some beer, not do any work, and let's get to it, man. So, thank you guys so much for listening, and we will catch you guys on the next one. Again, the link for the group, if you guys want to join in on the bracket, is going to be in the description of the episode. So hope to see you then, and we'll see who wins it all. Catch you guys next time.